I think standard length was 11 feet long, and you'd lay them up like that, and then the next one this way, and then one across that again. Leave the end stick over a little so they wouldn't, so they'd stand, wouldn't fall down. And then when they got up so high, they'd often put stakes in the ground like this, called them rider, and then put a rider over that. That left a space between, well, it just saved one rail all the way along, and still done the job if it didn't blow down.
On a more substantial fence, what do you call the things that go upright and we dig a hole for them in the ground? Call those the, again, real obvious, you know, piece of wood you stick in the ground.
Fence post?
Yeah, that's what it is. So a fence has a bunch of same word.
Rails or no. Boards?
Well, same. Two of them would be.
A what?
Two. If you had two of them there.
Two stuck in the ground like this?
One here.
Well, one here and you go along, you know, 5 feet and you got another one. Yeah. So you have two fence.
Panels?
No, we're looking at the same word we got before, the thing you stick in the ground.
Posts?
Yeah, that's what it was. We just wanted the plural of that. So. And one post, two posts is one. The, did you ever have a fake egg? Oh, well, one final thing. And it's, a lot of times the woven wire fence, you want to maybe stick a strand of what across the top?
Barbed wire?
Yeah. The, did you ever have a fake egg you'd put underneath a hen to get her to sit on it?
Ever have a hen sit on eggs, you say?
I'd say have a, not a real egg, but a fake egg you had that you'd stick underneath the hen to get her.
Oh, nest egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have any other
egg? You didn't have fake eggs. Didn't have fake eggs.
They weren't fake.
They weren't fake.
we have had, yes.
Oh, I never did.
I don't know what this made of, but they just looked like eggs.
did you call them a nest egg? Is that
nest egg.
Was there any other word you'd have for it? Or?
No, I can't think of it.
Okay. This is a seeming departure from this one. What do you call a good dishes that you bring out maybe if you have company? Your best,
Well, that's huge.
All right, what do you call real good dishes you bring out for company? Say, this is my best,
good set.
Okay, what's the word? Would you have a word for this for good dishes as opposed to everyday dishes?
Sunday dishes.
Sunday dishes.
Okay.
Oh, you'd have a good set of dishes.
Okay. How about the, what's the name of the country on the other side of the world?
You mean down opposite us?
Yeah. Opposite us.
China?
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Oh, China where?
China.
Would you ever apply this to...
China.
Yeah, so you would apply this to good dishes and things like that. China. Is that right, or?
Is that right, Ruth? I don't know.
Do you call your
China? I know there's China dishes, but I didn't know there was.
China left.
Oh, nowadays there's all kinds of different dishes.
In the old days.
Yeah, I got a safe out there with some good China in it.
Oh, that's what, yeah, that's exactly what I was
thinking. A safe?
Mm-hmm. What's a safe?
Huh?
What do you mean a safe?
Huh?
Covered.
I'll have to show you one.
Yeah. See it.
In the old days when you milked a cow by hand, what did you call a thing you set underneath the cow's udder for the milk to go into?
Bucket.
Okay. What would this be made out of, usually?
Far back as I can remember, tin, but I expect they had wooden buckets.
Okay. Would you ever call a bucket anything else?
Pail.
Is there any difference between the two?
No.
But you'd usually maybe call it a bucket, I take it from. Or is that a
way they did in the country, they wouldn't. The Navy, there's all pails.
Pails.
The, What would you call a thing that you'd maybe keep to throw scraps of garbage in to feed to the hogs?
Slop bucket.
Yeah, okay. Would you have any other word for it, or? It's just a slop.
Swill? No.
Okay. What did you call a heavy iron pan that you used maybe to fry bacon or cook eggs in?
Skillet?
Any other words for this? Any other terms?
Frying pan.
Skillet pan. Okay, how about the heavier round thing that you maybe use to, like you're going to cook apple butter or something?
Ooh. Oh. Ooh. What are they? Kettles.
Just kettles, all right.
Okay.
That soap kettles, really.